The Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission informed the state of its new rules and the plan for a night hunt just before Thanksgiving. The state filed a suit to block the plan, and Judge Barbara Crabb ordered the tribe to suspend the hunt until a hearing was held. At yesterday's hearing, the judge heard conflicting testimony from both tribal and state game wardens on whether the new tribal rules are safe enough. Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Chairman Tom Malson says the training the tribe is requiring for tribal hunters goes far beyond the regulations in place for non-tribal hunters who are allowed to hunt wolves at night.
We have all the plans that are necessary to acquire a safe hunt in the ceded territory versus no plan that the wolf hunters have, no matter if it's one wolf or if it's six wolf or the full 100 wolves.
But the state's chief game warden testified that there were many fewer wolf hunters than tribal deer hunters, and few, if any, of the wolf hunters actually hunted at night. It's likely today's closing testimony will focus on how broad the sovereign right of the tribes is to adopt rules for night hunting on public land that was ceded to tribes by treaty for the purpose of hunting. Malson says the tribes have proven their ability to manage their own hunters.
We've been at it for a long time now, and I think we've got credibility. We're not kids anymore. We've been doing this for years on our reservations, shining. We haven't killed anybody.
But the state contends a federal court ruling in 1990 grants the state the right to sign off on all hunting safety regulations. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.